Hey everybody, it's Doug Schaub with RE/MAX Oceanside and MakeManYourHome.com. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk about the market and give you a quick market update. You know, I did a live video back in January of 2019 here, just a few months ago, and talked about a market update, inventory levels, things like that. So I'm going to kind of do that for this episode. So let's do this. All right, guys, I'm going to jump right in. First thing I'm going to do is kind of look at like national news, national, headlines or like, you know, statistics, things like that. I work with a company called Keeping Current Matters, and they keep me up to date every month. Every month they come release, you know, new information, update information, kind of keep up to date as far as the stats, things like that. But it's funny how, you know, a lot of national stats don't necessarily jive with Maine per se. But I'm also, once I kind of go through this type of stuff, you know, like interest rates and things like that, then I'll talk about locally what the inventory levels look like. And then at the tail end of this episode, I'm going to do a quick, what I have, what I need, and what I know. So jumping right in, kind of just to give you an idea here, like how national and Maine, you know, differ. So the first slide that I'm looking at here talks about, you know, inventory levels, average days on market. And you'll see here, it kind of goes by the whole state or the whole country, sorry. And Maine showing that average days on market is over 75 days. That's one of the orange ones instead of the blue ones. And it's funny, I think, you know, a lot of, once you get out of the greater Portland area, that that changes a lot. You know, the average days on market goes way up, whereas Portland's a much different story, as you'll see when I start talking about the local inventory. So you can see how some of the national stuff doesn't necessarily apply to Maine, but a lot of this does. Like for example, existing home sales. You know, this is number of sales that has been happening since 2014. You can see there's been a lot of ups and downs, and right now, it's actually looks like in 2019, it's just it's starting to skyrocket again. Looking at more slides here, percentage of distressed properties has gone way down. See, back 2011, 2012, when we were working through like all the short sales and foreclosures and stuff like that, there was a lot of them, and we're way down to normal or below normal levels. You can see, the high mark was way back in 2012, and then now, you know, down in 2019. So the distressed properties, it has been worked through, which is nice. And we're seeing that a lot here in Maine. You know, there's not nearly as many, you know, short sales, foreclosures that we used to run into. So that's all good news. Let's see. And then, you know, prices and price changes and housing inventory all kind of affects pricing and what's happening. You'll see here like seller traffic, kind of, you know, like how many people are listing houses. You know, the gray is the wheat and the blue is stable. So you can see Maine is up in the wheat section. So, you know, the amount of housing that's coming on the market is pretty weak. And you'll see in the inventory levels in Maine, we're seeing that a lot. Year over year inventory levels here. Surprisingly, nationwide, it's showing that inventory levels in 2019, way over there, are starting to come up year over year. All right. And that might be true in a lot of areas of the country. And it might be true, like as you get out of greater Portland. But again, it's going to be different here in the Portland area. Mortgage interest rates. This is always probably the biggest question that I get. Hey, what are the interest rates doing? What, you know, and for the last few years, we've been saying, hey, it's going to go, you know, they're going to go up, you know, they have to. Where else are they going to go? They can't go down anymore, right? And, you know, here's kind of a quick overview of what's happening with interest rates. See, back in 2016, you know, they dipped way down. 2017 came up. There's been some ups and downs. Came right back down here in 2019. We all thought they were going to start to go up right away. They didn't. They actually came down and projected, it looks like by the end of 2020, we'll be up around the 5%, which is funny. That's drastically different news than we had even just like a year ago. You know, everybody was saying last year that it would be up over 5, kind of got there a little bit, and then came right back down. Now we're saying that it's only going to be up around 4.9 or 5, you know, by the end of 2020. So we got a while of interest rates being at, you know, some historic lows. So that's great. And I really think that's a lot of what's driving the buyer demand. You know, as interest rates go up, people lose their affordability, things like that. And then the demand goes down, and we could see a shift once interest rates start going up into more of a buyer's market. Don't get me wrong, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Okay. So let's see if there's anything else here that we want to, you know, take a quick look at before we jump into local things. Let's see, foot traffic real quick. Let's see, this is always kind of an interesting stat, although it's been pretty, you can see here, the blue levels, foot traffic is like how many people come to open houses, look at things online, you know, that's how they kind of track that stuff. So the dark blue is 2018, and then the light blue you can see right here is 2019. And it is lower. So I've seen that. We are seeing less traffic at open houses, things like that, but we're still getting multiple offers. Like the people that are still out there looking are very serious buyers. So that's important. So, okay. So that's kind of some, you know, some slides from the national front. You know, it's again, it's very different here in Maine, and especially here in the greater Portland area. And I'll show you some inventory levels right now. I kind of put this together. I'll talk to you about inventory levels real quick. So the way inventory levels work is it really kind of, that's what helps decide if you're in a seller's market or a buyer's market, okay? So how we do this is we look at, you know, whatever period of time and whatever, you know, housing criteria, you know, and in this case, what I did was I did just single family under 700,000, you know, kind of get the meat and potatoes of Maine, you know, under 700,000, single family only, you know, that's what, you know, most people are looking for, I would say. And then, so what I did was just this year, so just the last 4 months, and we take how many properties have sold over that 4 month period. And then of course we take that and divide it out by 4 to figure out how much per month. Okay. And then we look at what the current inventory is, how many properties are on the market right now. And then we divide that monthly number out and we figure out how many months of inventory we have. Meaning like if we have, you know, 10 properties for sale and we just stopped all inventory and said, how long would it take for those properties to sell? X number of months based on, you know, the buyer demands like that. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So I'll go through, I got about 6 towns here that I'll go through so you can see, you know, some prime examples of what's happening in the market. So I'll start with Portland. In Portland this year so far, just single family, under 700, there's been 125 sales. That equates to 31 per month. Right now, there's 69 houses on the market. So that calculates out to 2.25 months worth of inventory. Okay. And I'll explain like what is a seller's market, buyer's market, a normal market once I go through this. So South Portland, 63 has sold this month, this year. That equates to 16 per month. And that equates to 23 houses are currently on the market. And that equates to only 1.43 months worth of inventory. So roughly 1.5 months. Okay, so Scarborough. 72 has sold this year. That's 18 per month. Current inventory is 45. That gets to 2.5 months of inventory. Now, Falmouth is only 24 sold. That's 6 per month. There's only 12 currently on the market. I can't believe that. And that's 2 months worth of inventory. That's pretty easy calculation there. And Cape Elizabeth. Cape Elizabeth and Westbrook, these are the two worst towns. So Cape Elizabeth, 29 has sold. That's only 7 per month, and there's only 6 houses on the market in Cape Elizabeth under 700. 6. And that equates to 0.86 months, so a little less than 1 month of inventory. Westbrook finishes it off at the worst town as far as inventory goes. 54 has sold. That's 13 per month. There's only 4 houses on the market in Westbrook. 4 under $700,000. That's 0.3 months worth of inventory in Westbrook. That's just crazy. It must be. There must have been some, like, a bunch of stuff just sold, and not, you know, like tomorrow. Hopefully, more things come on the market to catch it back up. But I couldn't believe those numbers for Westbrook or Cape Elizabeth. So, generally, this is a seller's market, and I'll explain why. So, when we look at months worth of inventory, about 5 or 6 months of inventory is a normal market. Okay, 5 or 6 months is where we really want to be, quite honestly, just to be like a normal, smooth sailing market. Everything feels good. Buyers can get what they want. Sellers get what they want. Everybody's happy. Off we go. Anything over 6 months, 7, 8, 9 months, year, is a buyer's market. You know, meaning there's a ton of houses on the market. Buyers kind of pick and choose what they want. It's a little more slanted towards the buyer. They get to call the shots, those types of things. Quite honestly, when I got in the market 7, 8 years ago, that's the way it was. It was a buyer's market. It's interesting how things have changed in this short period of time. Okay, so as you probably can see, below 5 or 6 months of inventory is a seller's market, meaning there's not a lot of inventory, a lot of buyer demand. Everything is very slanted towards the seller. And that is very much the way the market is right now. We're starting to see some shifts. We're starting to see some slowdown in certain areas, things like that. But overall, especially in these sweet spots of single family under 700, very much a seller's market. And that's why we're getting top dollar for houses, getting more than, you know, a lot of people ever even imagined. I've had people sell their house just because I said, hey, I think your house is worth that. And they're like, I'll sell. Okay. So anyway, that's the market that we're in here in the greater Portland area. And, you know, interest rates are still, you know, they're below 5. They're still great. So it's an interesting time still. It's a good time to buy because interest rates are so low. And it's a great time to sell because prices are rising because of the inventory levels. So hopefully that helps with all that. Kind of give you a quick picture on what's happening here. So then I thought now I'd go into, you know, what I have, what I need, and what I know. I've done videos on this before, and I'll kind of give you a quick rundown of what I have on the market, what I need for some of my buyers, and then what I know, what's coming on the market. Now, the quick one is going to be what I have on the market currently. Just like I said, inventory is low, things sell fast. Almost every other listing I pop on the market sells. So the only active listing I really have right now is Percy's store up in Phippsburg, up on Popham Beach, which is a great property. It's right on the water there. I say Percy's store, although they pulled down the store, so it is a land sale at this point. It's listed at $1 million. Beautiful property. If you're not familiar with Popham Beach, I recommend going there this summer. Check it out and check out this piece of land while you're up there. It's zoned for commercial or residential, so there's a lot of options up there. And it's right, it's your own waterfrontage. You own Sandy Beach. It's amazing. And it's right there as part of Popham Beach. It's awesome property. Go up there this summer. You'll love the beach. You'll love the area. And let me know if you have questions. I have a lot coming. I have a lot of like what I know, and I'll get to that in a second. Now, what I need for buyers, and I'll put this in the comments so you guys can download it. But I have a whole sheet here that I tend to like carry around with me in case if I run into people. But a few things. So probably on the top of my list, because these clients, they just had a baby. They are, you know, really looking to kind of start their family, and they've missed out on a couple houses just because of multiple bids and going through their, you know, their giving birth to their son, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, these guys are really hot to trot, ready to roll, you know, need to find something fast. Their lease is actually up at the end of June. So if you do know anybody in Scarborough or Cape Elizabeth, their budget can go up to around 650-ish. I'd like to stay below that. If it's a little more, they can maybe do it. But they like newer homes, you know, they don't want to have to take, they don't want to have to fix up a lot. So they would like move-in ready. They like neighborhoods, you know, like some of the areas that we've been looking at is the Pleasant Hill, you know, like that Tenney Hill, Fowler Farm area. They've also liked some of the newer neighborhoods over over near the Scarborough Bypass there. So, and then Cape Elizabeth, there's not a ton of neighborhoods that fit that newer description, but over on like Astor Lane or like, you know, Cross Hill, you know, things like that. If you know anybody that lives in any of those areas, would love an introduction, that'd be great. Let's see, I have a woman here who's actually going to be selling her house, and I'll talk about her house and the what I know is coming on the market in a minute. But she's looking to downsize. She's looking for a condo, ideally in Cape Elizabeth or South Portland, but would look at other surrounding areas. And her price point's around $275,000. Ideally would like single level living, garage if possible, but that's not a necessity. She loves like the Starboard condos, you know, on Cape Elizabeth here. And there's another couple other complexes in South Portland and Cape that she likes. But if you know anybody that lives in a condo in Cape or South Portland, again, I would love an introduction, even just to say, hey, who do you know that's looking to sell? You know, or do you know anybody that's looking to sell? All right. And then let's see, I have a past client of mine who's actually looking to purchase a multi-unit over in Westbrook. And so if you know anybody that owns an investment property, it might be a good time to sell. And my client's looking to buy one because their daughter's going to college now. And, you know, they want to buy a multi-unit, have her maybe live in one, you know, she can manage it, you know, things like that. So if you know anybody that has a multi-unit in Westbrook, that'd be great. Or, you know, that area. Let's see. A single family in Cape Elizabeth or Scarborough, great young couple looking for their first home. They're okay with fixer-uppers. You know, their budget's around like the 330, maybe 340 if it's the right house. That's probably their cap. But great couple. They're looking to get a long-term home, not afraid to roll up their sleeves, do a little bit of work on it. So if you know anybody in those areas around that price point, that'd be awesome. Let me see, single family or condo in Cape Elizabeth or South Portland. Again, this woman is selling her house, looking to downsize. She can go up to around 500-ish. She's an artist, a great artist, and would love, ideally, to have a room with a like a studio if possible. And let's see. Oh, single family or condo in Scarborough. These people are moving up from Massachusetts. They love the Eastern Village. If you're familiar with that area or anything similar to that, keep me posted if you hear of anything coming up. They wouldn't mind building either. So if you hear of some lots coming up in areas like that, that would be great. And then I have a couple clients, lastly, that are always looking for multi-units as an investment. So if you know of anybody that owns a multi-unit in the greater Portland area, doesn't matter where, could even be down in Biddeford Saco, up as high as like Freeport. I have a couple clients that are always looking for those types of opportunities. If you know anybody that owns a multi-unit, I would love to talk to them. Even if they're not thinking of selling, I'd love to just chat with them and get an idea on what their plan is, and maybe we can match somebody up. All right. So, hey, that's what I need. Hopefully, if you know any of these people, reach out, let me know. I'll put this in the comments so you can check that out. And then let's see what I know is coming on the market. I have a property at 5 Rand Road in Cape Elizabeth. It's a ranch, one car garage. It's a big lot though. Very well done, move in ready. It's going to be listed right around 400,000. Great house, great neighborhood. It's the old Brentwood area. Feel free to drive by, check it out if you know somebody that's interested in that. 97 Stony Brook will be coming on the market next week. This house is so awesome. It's going to be listed at $799. It is just super cool. It's got tons of character. If you're familiar with Stony Brook, a lot of the lots in there are kind of smaller and the houses are a little closer together in some areas. This has a bigger lot. It's a big home, got a ton of character. In the dining room, it's got like brick floors, cathedral ceilings. There's a big like studio, like either art studio or office that you can make, all overlooking a big yard. Fantastic house. I wish I could buy it, or if I think I can move my family, I would buy it, but you know, that's not going to happen. So anyway, that's a great house, 97 Stony Brook. It'll be hitting the market next week. Let's see, 506 Popham Road up in Phippsburg. This house was on the market last year for a little while. Then we pulled it off for the winter, just to kind of get through that season. It's going to be coming back on the market. I think it's next week. That's a great house. And that's listed at, I believe, 540. something like that. I should have that in front of me. I apologize, but that's a great house too. It's you know, you get a lot of bang for your buck up in that area, so it's a good house. And let's see. And then I also know this one isn't my listing, but I know it's coming on the market. There's a property. I don't want to give an address because it's not my listing, but it is something in Sylvan Heights in South Portland. It's kind of that area off of you know, Sawyer, heading over to Cape Elizabeth, you know, Stillman, like that area. But I know of something coming down there, right around like 5-ish. I think that's coming on the market next week or the week after. So that's what I know what's coming. So, hey guys, I really hope this was helpful. If you have any questions about anything, whether it's the national news or just like the normal stats, whether it's inventory levels here in Portland, the greater Portland area, or if it's about any of the listings or needs that I just threw out there, let me know. Give me a call, send me an email, all that kind of stuff. Hit comment below, send me a private message, however you want to reach out. Go ahead. And I really appreciate it. Hopefully this was helpful. Let me know if you need anything. We'll talk to you soon. And remember, if you're going to make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Make Maine Your Home podcast. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to it, rate it, and of course share it. You can also check out the video version on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/makemaineyourhome. I also want to give a special shout out to Portland Podcast. They're Maine's first podcasting studio. I dump all these files right in their lap, and you know, they're able to make it happen with ease. So thanks to them. And thanks again for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see y'all soon.